Hi, welcome to Karen's Educational Mashups. I'm Karen, and this show is a compilation of excerpts from podcasts and other digital audio and video content of interest to educators. Today, in show number 4, we're highlighting podcasts produced by elementary students. This show is packed with some very impressive student work. Having kids create podcasts as a part of project-based learning enhances learning and motivates kids by providing an authentic audience. It's also a great way to teach critical thinking and real-world collaboration skills. Students become proficient with this technology quickly, often taking the lead on finding better ways to do things. This can be a real help to teachers and is a great experience for kids. Please visit our website, www.k12handhelds.com/mashups, for show notes and websites for all the material included here. Okay, let's turn it over to the kids.
Hi, this is Priory Podcast for kids by kids. This city podcast is presented by the third graders at St. Andrews Priory School in Honolulu, Hawaii. And I'm Nicole.
And I'm Sabrina. And we are your hosts for today.
Islands of Hawaii are made up of 5 great volcanoes. In all, the 5 volcanoes made 8 islands. They are in order of size: Hawaii, the Big Island; Maui, the Valley Island; Oahu, the Gathering Place; Kauai, the Garden Island; Molokai, the Friendly Island; Lanai, the Pineapple Island; Ni'ihau, the private island; and Kaho'olawe. It is a mystery why the first settlers came to Hawaii. Maybe one day some fishermen were blown off course.
Maybe some people were in search for a better place to live.
Welcome to the Jamestown Podcast!
I'm Kate and I directed this podcast.
I'm Rob and I was the technical director.
Hi, this is Miss Cronin's 4th grade class, and we went to Jamestown Settlement. I'm Kelly.
I'm Alex.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Brendan.
And we're on this talk show.
So, what was life like as a settler?
Well, it was hard sometimes, but sometimes it was nice to be down in Virginia and not in London.
Because they faced many diseases. They also had many battles and hunger.
We arrived here in 1607.
So, what did you do for food?
We grew tobacco, corn, and squash.
Did you forage for food?
Sometimes.
What ships did you come on?
We came on the Godspeed,
the Discovery, and the Susan Constant.
How long did it take you to come here?
4 months.
Hi, this is the Carvercast podcast coming to you from Salem, Virginia. Today is October 20, 2006, and you are listening to Nonsense. Well, maybe not complete nonsense, but this will be a peculiar podcast. Welcome to our wacky show. I am Jacob, your outrageous host. Get ready to laugh as you hear a bunch of silly segments, including wacky jokes, crazy facts, and tricky tongue twisters. But first, here's Kelsey to tell you a little bit about us.
Hi, my name is Kelsey. You are listening to a podcast created by students at GWC Elementary. We are part of an after-school group sponsored by our PTA. It's called FLASH, or Fun Learning After School Hours. During FLASH, we get to learn all about fun subjects like beading, Spanish, tennis, and more. The people in our group are learning about podcasting, and this is one of the podcasts we created. We hope you enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoyed making it.
Thanks, Kelsey. We sure did have fun making this podcast. Speaking of fun, I think you're going to have fun listening to our next segment, Wacky Jokes. Here's Grant to make you laugh.
Hello, and welcome to Weird and Wacky Jokes. So, do you like to laugh? If you said yes...
You're listening to Room 28 Podcast, January 27, 2006. This week is part two of a piece called What Should a Classroom Look Like in the Year 2015? We got the idea from David Warlick. He asked teachers this question, and we thought we could come up with some ideas. We really like doing this, and it's a great way to express ourselves. Maybe in 2015 we can see if our ideas actually worked. Well, here it is. In the year 2015, I walk into Mr. Sprinkle's class and everything runs on technology. One, on the ceiling are caps with writing and math chips that would help the students understand writing and math. I also see round tables, and that will be better for the students because they will be able to see each other and be able to share their thoughts better. I also see 15 computers in the classroom. In the computers are writing, math, reading, and science chips.
Good morning and welcome to WKSN. Today is March 8, 2007. I'm April Bradley.
And I'm Kinsley Campbell.
And we will be your anchors for today. Today's menu is breakfast at lunch, cinnamon French toast with sausage patty, chicken nuggets, manager's choice, chef style with crackers. Tomorrow's menu is bag lunches due to the science carnival.
Today's high temperature will be in the mid-70s, and it will be in the mid-40s tonight. You can expect a 10% chance of rain.
Today's word is country. It means a land, region, or district. Sentence, I love our country.
Today in history. Today is the International Working Women's Day. Also, in 1702, Queen Anne descended England's throne.
The Salvation Army organization needs food for families who are down on their luck. Kay Sullivan students and their families have a reputation for being kind, caring, and generous. Our student council president, Emily Bird, is going to tell you how you can help.
Hello from Mr. Coley's fifth grade class. Welcome to ColeyCast number 14. I'm Shelby, and I will be your host for this ColeyCast. I will tell you, there will be a few people talking about the body system, and hopefully they will pitch in on some amazing facts. So the people who will talk about the body system are Joey A. talking about the circulatory system, Tiara talking about the respiratory system, Michaela with the digestive system, Ben with the excretory system, Austin with the muscular system, Nick with the skeletal system, and Malia with the nervous system. Thanks for listening, and here's Joey with the circulatory system.
Thanks, Shelby. The circulatory system's job is to transport oxygen, nutrients, and waste through the blood. Hi, my name is Joey A.
Being a good writer takes lots and lots of practice. Fifth graders in Ms. Samborn's class are here to help. I'm Hannah, your host for this WillowCast about writing. My classmates and I have produced skits for each one of the traits about writing. You won't want to miss some of the informative, fun, and crazy things we've come up with. Stay tuned! The six writing traits are ideas and content, organization, word choice, voice, effective sentences, and conventions. These traits help us think about and analyze our writing. First, let's start with the writing trait that is all about having clear, focused, and interesting information in our writing. The trait is ideas and content. Writing that has strong ideas and content not only tells the reader information, it shows it. The writing is focused around a main idea and is filled with interesting tidbits of information. Four students from my class have made up a song about ideas and content. See if you recognize the tune.
Are you ready, riders?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, who has lots of purpose and tons of details?
Ideas and content.
Who needs to get people interested?
Ideas.
Thanks for listening to this show. Special thanks to all of the talented teachers and students, including those from St. Andrews Priory School, Jamestown Elementary, G.W. Carver Elementary, Wells Elementary, Kate Sullivan Elementary, Tovishall Elementary, and Willowdale Elementary. Please visit our website, k12handhelds.com/mashups, to get more information about all of these shows and where you can subscribe. We'd also love to hear your comments or suggestions for future shows. You can contact us at mashups@k12handhelds.com or leave a voicemail at 206-984-2258. See you next time!